This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, everyone, welcome, Bruchim Abam, to Daf HaShavua. Tonight's Daf will be introduced by the one and only Rachamim.
Welcome, everyone, to Daf HaShavua by Rav Daniel Gladstein, Masechet Yevamos, page 91b, and learn to be Geshmaka Yidden every day in your life.
Thank you, Rachamim. Okay. You know, thank you, Rachamim.
My pleasure.
Have a good night.
Anytime.
I'll see you later.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so learning Masechet Yevamos, Daf Sadi Aleph Amud Beis. And the Gemara, about 14 lines from the bottom, on Sadi Aleph Amud Aleph, brings the psak Rav Huna in the name of Rav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav that the halacha is that if a woman gets married based on Edim, the halacha is that she is not penalized and she could go back to the first husband, and that is a halacha. So Rav Nachman challenged that. Rav Nachman said, you're a robber, because this is really the statement of Rav Shimon. Because even though in the Mishnah, the halacha that if a woman gets married based on Edim, she could go back to the original husband, is said unattributed, nevertheless, Rav Shimon articulated his psak about a different issue in the line before. And therefore, we're assuming now that when the Mishnah says if you get married based on the testimony of Edim, you could go back to the first husband. If the husband comes back, the Gemara is saying this is only the opinion of Rav Shimon. And Rav Nachman, therefore, is asking on Rav, who paskins that you could go back to the first husband, well, you should have just said the halacha is like Rav Shimon. In other words, in the Mishnah, we're understanding the Mishnah when the Mishnah says that if a woman gets married based on Edim and the original husband walks in, she could go back to the original husband, the Gemara is assuming that's the psak of Rav Shimon. So Rav Nachman therefore asks, why did Rav Huna say in the name of Rav, the halacha is she could go back to the first husband, she should have said, the halacha is like Rav Shimon. And Elamai, the Gemara says, if it would have said that, then you would have thought the halacha is like Rav Shimon in the first statement Rav Shimon said regarding a different issue. So Gemara says, so then just say the halacha is like Rav Shimon in the latter case and not in the original case. And then Rav Sheshes came. And Rav Sheshes said, Rav must have been dozing off when he said this halacha. Because if you're saying the halacha is like, if you're saying that the halacha is that you could go back to the first husband, then that implies that the Chachamim argue. Miklal de Pligi. That implies the Chachamim argue. But why would anybody argue on this halacha? Would anybody say that you are not allowed to go back to the first husband? In other words, would anybody actually say that the Chachamim hold? Would the Chachamim argue on Rav Shimon? Would the Chachamim say, you're not allowed to go back to the first husband? And then the Gemara had based on what? Based on the fact, my Havalei Lameva, the Gemara uses the following argument, that how could anybody in their right mind say that if a woman gets married with Edim, that she's not allowed to go back to the first husband? But what could the woman have possibly done? She's the ultimate oinus. This is the ultimate situation where there are extenuating circumstances behind her, beyond her control. So it would seem that everybody should hold that she's allowed to go back to the original husband. Why would Rav Shimon argue on that? And then the Gemara quoted a braisa. Va'oid, Tanya, furthermore, we learned in a braisa, it says, all arayos in the Torah do not need a get. I'm sorry, we have to go back to Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph, but otherwise the Gemara and Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis will not make sense to us. The Gemara quoted a braisa. This is on the first wide line. It says, all arayos in the Torah do not require a get, except for a married woman that gets married based on the testimony of one witness. That implies that if she gets married based on the testimony of two witnesses, she does not need a get. So whose opinion is that? If it's the opinion of Reb Shimon, would Reb Shimon say that if she gets married with one aid, she needs a get? This cannot be the opinion of Reb Shimon, because we learned in a brisa, Reb Shimon made the following statement. Beis Din treated the intentional... Beis Din treated that if a woman gets married based on their psak, like the intentional relation, zanus, of a man and a woman. Presumably that means, just like if a man is mezane, the halach is that she cannot go back to her original husband. So too, if a woman marries based on the allowance of Beis Din, because there's an Eid Echad, she cannot go back to the original husband. They also treated that a woman's getting married based on two witnesses, like a man and a woman who have unintentional relationship, meaning where they live together unknowingly that they're doing something wrong. But presumably, in both cases, the woman would not need a get, both in a case where she gets married based on Eidim, or if she gets married based on one aid, the same way if a woman is mezane with a married woman is mezane, so then she does not need a get from her adulterer. So too, if a woman gets married based on the testimony of one aid, she presumably does not need a get. So clearly this brisa cannot be Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon holds that when you get married based on one aid, you do need a get. So in other words, we're bringing in this brisa. It says all arayos in the Torah do not need a get, except for somebody who gets married based on one aid. Now this clearly is not Reb Shimon's shita, because Reb Shimon holds that you don't need a get even when you get married based on one aid. So it must be the Rabbanon. And yet the Rabbanon then are saying that when you get married based on two witnesses, the halacha is that you don't need a get. Now if you don't need a get from the second husband, that implies that we don't penalize you at all. And the Rabbanon presumably would hold that you could go back to the first husband. So how could you say the halacha is like Reb Shimon, which implies that the Chachamim argue, but we see from this brisa that the Chachamim don't argue, because this brisa has to be the Chachamim. It can't be Reb Shimon, because it says if you get married based on the testimony of one witness, you need a get. So that's not Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds when you get married based on the testimony of one witness, you don't need a get. And it must be the Rabbanon. That means, and we see the Rabbanon hold that by two witnesses, you don't need a get. So this is a kasha on Rav. Rav said the halacha is like... Rav said the halacha is like Reb Shimon, but the Chachamim would agree to Reb Shimon that when you get married based on the testimony of two witnesses, you do not need a get. So the Gemara says, La'olam Reb Shimon hi. We're four lines from the bottom on Sadi Aleph Amid Aleph. Really, it's Reb Shimon. V'taretz hachi. Answer it as follows. Reb Shimon oimer, Reb Shimon says, Asu Beis Din b'hayra asan, the Beis Din made in their psak, ki kavanas ish be'isha, like the intent, like a man who intends to marry a woman, uboi get, and you need a get. So in other words, the Beis Din made it that when you follow the psak of Beis Din, relying on one aid, you would need a get when you go back to the first husband, you need a get from the second Baal. Just like when a man and woman are intentionally have in mind to have a relationship. So just like when an ish and isha are bekavana, living together, they would need a get. So too, when somebody relies on the testimony of one aid, they would need a get from the second husband. al pi edim, but when you get married based on the testimony of two witnesses, kishaloi bekavanas ish beisha, there you don't need a get, just like when a man and a woman are not intending to have relation, not intending to forge a relationship. So in other words, what we're saying is really it's Reb Shimon. If it's Reb Shimon, the implication of the Braisa is that when you get married based on one witness, you don't need a get. We know Reb Shimon says that you do need a get. So we're saying now, no, you're reading the Braisa wrong. The Braisa, in fact, is saying that when a person relies on the Bezdin's allowance to remarry, the Braisa is in fact saying you do need a get. Ravashi says, Le'inyan Isura Katani. This Braisa is taught regarding Isser. Vahachi Kamar. This is what the Braisa means to say. Asu Bezdin Bahira Asan. Bezdin made in their psak Kezadoin Ish Beisha. Like the intentional relations of a man and a woman, Umitsura Albala. And you would be Asur on the husband. So in other words, and they made al piedim, if you get married based on witnesses, kishigagas ish b'isha, like the unintentional relation of husband and wife, v'loy mitzura albala, and you're not usher to the husband. In other words, Rav Ashi is saying that this braisa was only said regarding Isser, that Bezdin made it, that when you follow the psak of the Bezdin, relying on one Eid Echad, that's like an intentional znus, and you are usher to the husband. You're usher to the original husband. And they made it that if you don't rely on the Bezdin, basically you rely on two Eidim, that's like a shoigeg, and you're not usher to the husband. But regarding whether you need a get from the second husband, in a situation where you're relying on one aid, you would need a get. In other words, we're not discussing get. That's Rav Ashi's answer. The Braisa is not referring to get at all. The Braisa is only referring to Isser, but not referring to get. Okay. Ravina Amar. Ravina says, Le'inyin Karben Katani. It was only taught regarding Karben, meaning Asu Bezdin Bahira Asan Kezadain Ish Beisha Velay Masya Karban. Bezdin made it that if you rely on their psak, meaning you rely on one aid, they made it like the intentional relations of man and woman. Just like when a man and woman engage in intentional relations, Beisr, they don't bring a karban. So too, when you rely on the Bezdin and an aid echad, you don't bring a karban. Piedim, if you rely on two aidim, they made it kishigigas ish b'isha, like the unintentional relations of husband and wife. Umas your carbon and you bring a carbon. So in other words, like this. The question was that how could you say the halacha is like Reb Shimon? That implies the Chachamim argue, but the Chachamim can't argue because the Chachamim have to agree to Reb Meir, have to agree to Reb Shimon, that when you get married based on two Eidim, you don't need a get, and there's no penalty, and you could go back to the original husband. How do I know that? Because we have a braisa that says that if you rely on Eid Echad, you do need a get, and that cannot be Reb Shimon, because we know Reb Shimon holds that we have a braisa that says that you need a get, and we know Reb Shimon says that you don't need a get. So we're basically answering the braisa that says, that implies that Reb Shimon holds you don't need a get by rereading it, that it could be worked in, that it's not discussing whether you need a get or not by Eid Echad, it's only discussing Isser, or it's only discussing Karban, but it's not discussing any other factor. Okay, now the Gemara gives another answer. V'boisema, if you want, you could say, Ha kamaisa rabbanon hi. Really, the braisa is the rabbanon. The first braisa is the rabbanon. The braisa that says that kol arayah shabbat Torah ain't srichas yimenu get. except for if you get married based on an Eid Echad. So we said, how could it be the Rabbanon? But that implies that if you get married based on Eidim, you don't need a get. So the way to read it is as follows. Really, it's Rabbanon. And V'taras Hachi, Chutz Me'eshes Ish V'shanises Alpi Bezdin, except for a woman who is a married woman and she gets married based on two Eidim, V'shanises Alpi Bezdin. All you need, or if she got married based on Bezdin through an Eid Echad. In other words, what we're doing is we're just adding the letter Vav. We thought all it said is Chutz Me Eishasish Shen Nises Al Pi Bezdin, except for a married woman that gets married Al Pi Bezdin. But that implies that if she gets married based on two Eidim, she doesn't need a get. And that meant that the Chachamim agreed to Reb Shimon. So we're saying, no, the Chachamim do not agree to Reb Shimon. The Chachamim would say that even if you get married based on two Eidim, you still need a get. The Braisa, the way you read the Braisa is, Chutz Me'eshasish V'shenises. Both of these cases, one would require a get, according to the Chachamim. Okay. So now we're up to the million-dollar question, which is really going to be the subject of the rest of the page, and that is, we're saying now that the Chachamim argue on Reb Shimon, and the Chachamim say that if a woman gets married based on the allowance of two Eidim, and then the guy walks in the door, she cannot return to him. But the question is, what do you want from the poor lady? What more could she have done? She relied on two Eidim. Masav Ula asked, Mi Amrinon? My Havale Lamevad? In other words, like this. Rav Sheshes asked on Rav, how could you say the Chachamim argue, but my Havale Lamevad? How could you say the rabbis argue, but she's an oinus? What do you want her to have done? It's obvious that when there are extenuating circumstances, a woman should be permitted to her husband. That was Rav Sheshes' question on Rav. Rav Sheshes said that Rav must have been sleeping. But how could he have said that the Chachamim argue, but my Havale Lamevad? So now the Gemara is going to say, bring six rayas, that just because there are circumstances beyond a woman's control, if the husband walks in, she still can't go back to the first husband. Meaning, we don't say my Havale Lamevad, but we're going to prohibit the woman from going back to her husband. Masav Ula asked, Mi Amrina my Havale Lamevad? Do we say, what could she have done? Vatnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Kasav L'shem Malchus She'ena Hoygenes. If let's say, she wrote, let's say the Sofer wrote a shtar, a get, instead of in accordance with the halacha, he wrote Sofer wrote a get in accordance with an improper government. This refers to the Roman government, which is eino hygienes, because it doesn't have its own language and its own font. Or l'shem malchus mada. Let's say it was written in accordance with the requirements of the Median government. L'shem malchus yavan, the Greek government. L'binyan beis hachorban. L'binyan habayis. Instead of the get being written based on the number of years it is from the reigning monarch, it says in the get how many years it's been since the Beis HaMikdash was built, which is incorrect. L'chorben habayis, or how many years it's been since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Or Haya b'mizrach, because of Amarev. Let's say the get was written in the east and it says it was written in the west. Or vice versa, Amarev was written in the west because of b'mizrach. Teitze mizeh mizeh. So if the woman gets married based on the get, she has to divorce both husbands. All the penalties mentioned in our Mishnah and Yevamos apply to her. Even though, I mean, this woman's not a learned woman. What do you want her to have done? She's supposed to know that the Sofer messed up the get and did not write the get kahalacha? I mean, what do you want the woman to have done? My Havale Lamevad. Why don't we say, what could she have done? So obviously, Rav Sheshes, you're wrong. Obviously, even in a case where there are extenuating circumstances, we're going to say that a woman cannot remarry, and she's usher. In other words, we're going to say that the woman is usher to her original husband. So we have a raya against Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, it's obvious that if there's nothing more the woman could have done, she could go back to her original husband, but here we see not like that. Says Gemara, no, you don't see not like that. Iboila lekruya legita. She should have read the get before a chacham, and the chacham would have told her, honey, this is a pasul get. Amar Rav Shimi Barashi. Tashma, hakoines es yivimta. If let's say you marry a yivama. Now once you marry a yivama, the tsara is free to go marry Lashuk. Vahocha tsarasa. The tsara went, v'nisseis, and she got married. The Nimtzeis Zu Islandis, and it turned out that the Yavam did Yibum to an Islandis. So the Yibum was ineffective. So now she was not allowed to go marry. Teitze Miza Umiza. So now, she has to leave both the new husband and the Avam. And all the penalties in the Mishnah apply to her. Vamai, why? Neima, why don't we say, my Havalel Mevad, what more should she have done? Says the Gemara, no, that also does not prove that my Havalei Lemevet is not a good Svara, because there is something she should have done. She should have waited to make sure until we could ascertain that the Yavama is not an islandess. Yiboy Leila Amtune. She should have waited. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Tashma, come in here. Kala Raya Shamru. All the Rayas that they said, Poitroi Sore Sehen, that they pater the Tzara. We know that if one of the Yavamais is an Erva, they pater the Tzara. If the tsarais went vinisu and they got married vinimtsu elo islandis and the erva turned out to be an islandis, teitze mizeu mizeh, she has to leave the new husband and she has to leave the yavam. V'chal drachma eloba, and all of the penalties apply to her. V'amai, why? Neima, why don't we say my havelel mevad? What more could she have done? So Gemara says, what do you mean? There is something she could have done. Don't prove from here that Yibay Leila Mevad, what could she have done, is not a Svara. Because, in other words, simply this is a case of what more could she have done, and yet we say she's usher to the original husband. No, that's not true. There is something she could have done. Yibay Leila Amtune, she could have waited for... She could have waited for the until we determined that the Ervo was not an islandist. Amar Rava. Rava said, Tashma, come in here. Kasav Sofer get le'ish. The Sofer wrote a document of divorce for the man, v'shoiver le'isha, and a receipt for the woman. In other words, the man gives a get, and the woman gives the man a receipt that she received the get. But now the Sofer made a mistake. V'nasan get le'isha. He gave a get to the woman. V'shoiver le'isha. And he gave a receipt to the man. So the woman got the get from the Sofer. The man got the receipt. So the man, instead of giving the woman a get, gave the woman a receipt. And the woman, instead of giving the man a receipt, gave the man a get. V'noisin zela zeh v'zela zeh. Ula achar zman, at the end of the day, hare a get yoytim dachas yidei ish. The man has the get. The woman has the receipt, so the woman never got married, never got divorced. The man never gave the woman a get, the man gave the woman a receipt. And now she gets married based on this so-called get that she thought she received. The halacha is, Teitze mizeh umizeh, she has to get divorced from the new husband and the original husband. V'chal adrachama eluba, and all the penalties mentioned in the Mishnah apply to her. Ask the Gemara, Va'amai, why do we penalize her? Name Amai Havalei Lemevad. Why don't we say, what more could she have done? So obviously, the Svara of Mai Havalei Lemevad is not a good Svara. Says Gemara, Yiboy la la akruya l'gita. There is something she could have done. She could have had the get read to an expert, and the expert would have said, "You don't have a get, honey. You have a shoiver. You have a receipt." Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, "Tashma, come in here. Shina shmai ushma. Let's say the soifer changed his name or her name. Shem Iroi v'shem Ira. The name of his city, the name of her city. Teitse mizeh umezeh. She goes out from this one and that one. V'chal hadrachim ha'eloba. And all the penalties apply to her. V'amai why? Nema, why don't we say? My havelel meva. What more could she have done?" So the Gemara again utilizes the same svara. Tosis discusses, you know, once we already use this shlugup, once we already felt, once we already used this answer to the refutation that she could have had it read and then it would have been determined that the get is not good, then why do we keep on going through the same steps? Meaning once we know this possible answer, why do we even ask the question? But the Gemara says, she could have had the get read and then it would have been known right away the get was no good. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, "Tashma, come in here. Kansa beget kireach. If let's say a man married a woman with a get that's bald, so here's the deal. Kaihanim usually had a very short temper. They're hotheads. So the Chacham were afraid that if a kohen gets angry at his wife, he may, in a fit of rage, say, "Okay, I'm going to divorce you." And then he's stuck because once he divorces his wife, he can never take her back because a kohen can marry a grusha. So they wanted to prolong the process of a kohen divorcing his wife so that in the interim, the kohen would cool down. So the way they did that is they made a kohen give a get makushar, where you would fold the get, have an eid sign, fold it again, have an eid sign on top, fold it a third time. Now, that, meaning the get given by a kohen had to basically have three edim. If any of the folds did not have an aid that signed it, it's called a bald get and it's no good. And what if a woman gets married based on it? Teitse mizeh umizeh, she has to get divorced from the new husband and the old husband. So the question is, how is she supposed to know it's not a good get? Says the Gemara, she should have had the get read and then she would have known it's not a good get. So the bottom line is, we've had six questions on Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked, how could the Chachamim argue on Rav Shimon? The Chachamim hold that what? That if she gets married based on Edim, she's usher to the original husband? Well, what more could she have done? And we asked from six brisas that even in a situation where there's nothing more she could have done, still we say that she has to leave the original husband. And we pushed off all of these six brisos, indicating that in all these cases there is something she could have done. But if there's nothing she could have done, let's say in the case of two edim, then the Rabbanan would in fact agree that she is usher to the original husband. No, excuse me, that she's permitted to the original husband. Yeah, what?
Permitted.
Permitted. Thank you, Alan. Then she's permitted to the original husband. So Rav Papa, Savar Lemevad, but the question is, we asked from six places that indicate that even when there's nothing she could have done, she's usher to the original husband. And the Gemara said, no, in all those cases, there's something she could have done. But if there's nothing she could have done, she's permitted. Rav Papa, Savar Lemevad Uvda, B'may Havala Lemevad. Rav Papa thought to Paskin in a situation where what could she have done? And allow her to marry the first husband. To go back to the original husband. Amar lo Rav Huna
b'Rav. In our case, when there were two Adam?
Yeah. In other words, Rav Papa thought to go like to Paskin that yes, you're allowed to go back to the original husband in a situation where there's nothing more that she could have done. Amar le Rav Huna b'Rav Rav Yishua le Rav Papa v'hatanya kalhani masnaisa. But we learned in all these brisos that even if there's nothing she could have done, she's asur to the original husband. So how could Rav Papa allow her to go back to the original husband? Amar lei, Rav Papa said back, what do you mean we asked him all these questions? V'lav shaninhu, didn't we answer them? That they're talking about where there is something she could have done, but if there's nothing she could have done, she's permitted to the original husband. Amar lei, so Rav Huna Rav Shua said, Vashinuye leku v'lismach, you're going to rely on answers and say, well, those cases are talking about where there's nothing, where there's something she could have done, but if there's nothing she could have done, then she's taka permitted? But that's a leniency. Isn't it more simple that these are legitimate questions? And in fact, the Chachamim say that even if there's nothing she could have done, she's also to the first husband. Amrale, Asamar of Ashi. So Amar Lei Va'ashi Nuye Leiku, listen, we're going to rely on them? Upasak. And in fact, Rav Papa stopped and he did not give an allowance for her to go back to the original husband. In other words, Rav Papa conceded that these six questions are strong questions, and we can't just rely on these the six doichik answers that the Gemara gave. Bottom line is, Rav Papa conceded that the Chachamim argue on Rav Shimon, and the Chachamim would hold, even if there's nothing more she could have done, she would be usher to the original husband. Okay, so that concludes 91b. The Ezras Hashem, Monday night, we will do 92A. Okay, thank you very much, Alan, for coming. Bracha. Have a good night. I'm glad that you're back on track. Hopefully I will be also by the end of this week. And okay, thanks for joining.
I read 91A quickly in English before this year. Are you going to re-record 91A and put it up?
I didn't have a chance to record it. I still hope I'm going to do that tonight.
Oh, not tonight. Doesn't have to be tonight, but...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.